Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and
love, joy, and prosperity, unity, and community. You are listening now live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, and the place from where I crystallize and realize, materialize all endeavor, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Join me here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, for the House of the Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your comment, question, or request as time and spirit do allow. Area code 248, I do see that your hand is raised, and I will be with you momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 355 days a year, operating 360 degrees of well-documented and recorded divine revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners, such as Amenti Astrology, such as Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, such as Divine Voltaire, Bishop L. of Atlanta, Georgia, who can all be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. But you can also find them in the center, first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, beginning with my House of Divine Friends team group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And please know and be aware there's always a standing open invitation for other practitioners, astrologers, numerologists, psychic readers, ministers, and evangelists who are already operating professionally in the business of consulting and advising and providing spiritual services. To please feel free to visit these individual groups in the center of the first page of my website. Click those links, and then on the right side of each page, just before the first listing, after the pictures and just before the first listing, there is a Join This Group link. Please do take the time to explore, visit, research, and then become a part of our virtual temple of gods and goddesses, of practitioners and prophets and prophetesses. That invitation is a standing open invitation. And also continue to visit and support my never-ending, upgraded, and improved Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber. I've made some changes, particularly in the Queen's Chamber. I'm now beginning to make some changes in the King's Chamber. But please do continue to visit and support those who support Queen Felice, Akushua, Assyrian, Nubian Jewel, and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornment to interior decor for a fully accessorized lifestyle in one centralized location. And you can find the Queen Felice Akushua in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Angelic Soap now has a updated link and profile in the Queen's Chamber of my website, where they handcraft real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleaning and cleansing with a rich, slow, moisturizing lather. They use fair trade base oils and butters as much as possible, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea butter and African cocoa butter. They also specialize in soaps for special cleansings and ritual bath ceremonies. So please do let them know what you desire, and they will be overjoyed to work with you in fulfilling and meeting your needs. Teresa of Angelic Soap has activated a special coupon code of HDP15 for an automatic 15% deduction off price. The code is only good for those who follow and support the House of the Divine Prince and is of an indefinite term. The coupon code will need to be entered at the checkout point in order for you to receive your 15%. Also, do continue to support and visit Sister Avina Racism Not Anonymous in the Recovery Room, the 12-step program in the Queen's Chamber of my website, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program. Also visit Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. And you can experience and connect with Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, also known as Goddess Love Light, in the Queen's Chamber of my website. My very special friend and respected elder, Queen Ifama, the true terrorist, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Block Talk Radio, and you can find her, as well as some of her African-inspired jewelry, accessories, and art pieces in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Aminti Anuket, Temple Radio. Aminti Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe. She is indeed an astrological master. So do please take the time to visit and support Aminti Anuket. Goddess place where you can experience Uke's universal opulence, keeping excellence sacred, guiding you back in a multitude of ways. And you can experience the goddess, queen, mother, Uke, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And as always, some of my godmothers and elders and leaders, I continue to support them as they operate by appointment only. Unlimited Joy and Dr. Joy, Master Psychic and Tarot Reader, Divine Bonterre, powerful spiritual elder, mother, pastor, spiritualist, and of course my better half, the Queen Mother, Naima Shikaman, also known as Sister Toni Martinez, who helps me in handcrafting dreadlock crowns, kufis, greekery bags, rasta belts, anything that can be hand crocheted, the Queen and I do them. I have a video, it's not a very good video, so do bear with me, but it's a video of some of my pieces in the Queen's Chamber, and I will be adding a video of some of her pieces in the coming days. Also, continue to visit and support the King's Chamber of my website, where you will find Brother Reverend Majati Baruti Afuja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent. You will find the host, Reverend Majati Baruti, and Susan Mitchell via their Blog Talk Radio player, the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministry in the King's Chamber of my website. Also visit my friend of more than 20 years, Big Steve, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. So please do continue to support these powerful voices in the King's Chamber, Queen's Chamber, respectively, as well as my sponsors and supporters, for which I would not often be able to move forward, Teresa Kalahat and Angelic Soap, Amenti Astrology, and Temple Radio. I will also be adding her King Link to the Queen's Chamber in coming days. And again, Amenti, I'm having problems finding you on the system, so you're going to have to go in and hand manually invite to those groups. Also, continue to support locally, and she will ship anywhere in the world via the internet, Joy Guha Sakar, my favorite crystal mineral precious stone supplier, Earth Odyssey, 306 Chartres Street in the legendary and historic French Quarter, most haunted place and city in the world. You can find her at www.earthodysseynola.com. And she has every stone you can imagine and what you may need. She can always find an order for you. So please do show Joy support. And also know that many of... Okay, I do apologize. Let me take this a quick break. This is an emergency call.
Come on.
Kalafia and Ashe, I do apologize for that brief interruption. Again, continue to support those who support us. Caller, are you gone? Area code 248. Don't go. I'll get to you, call. Just give me a moment. Please do continue to support King and Queen Emporium International by visiting www.kingandqueenemporium.com, where they offer body oils, burning oil, incense, candles, resin, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea souffle buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, and Bob Marley items, CDs, and DVDs. And again, they can be found at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. And my favorite spiritual church supply house, FNF, Felix Figueroa at FNF Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, offers sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, bath oils, waters, candles, statues, and perfumes. And you can get more information for Felix Figueroa and FNF by visiting my website at www.houseofthedivineprince, but also by calling 504-482-5400. They are located at 801 North Broad Street here in the enchanted New Orleans, Louisiana. And, of course, my godmother, High Priestess and Elder, Priestess Miriam Shimani at the Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, located at 828 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, in the historic and enchanted French Quarter. You can visit www.voodoospiritualtemple.org for more information and contact information about Priestess Miriam and the Voodoo Spiritual Temple. She tends to be quite busy. You will need to make an appointment to see her. And, of course, Zion Trinity Band at www.ZionTrinityBand, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity Band at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address you. I humbly bow in divine namaste to each and every one of you present here with me live in the chat. Minty, Astrology, Kalahat, Candelao, Fire Witch, and our special guest. I am humbly respectful and appreciative of your time and your divine being and presence. And I'm grateful for your sharing with this square circle of God and Goddess here today. I did have three callers online. I don't know what happened, if you all had something to do or if you all got booted. But again, the live call-in number is 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1, and I will attend to your call momentarily, and I am open to receiving your call today. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. I do praise you, Ashe, Sewa. I do praise you. Thank you.
TV. Peace and blessings, divine friends. I just want to openly thank you for all the work that you do consistently. I show up very often, and I haven't spoken up before, but you have helped me so much in my life. You know, I understand that whatever you expose yourself to, whether it be food, people, or music, comes to be a part of who you are. And I can
That's
feel
right.
myself thank you for the better because I've been aged in your light. So I owe you for that, so I just want to thank you. But you know that I'm Fahita from Atlanta.
Thank you, Fahita. I certainly appreciate that, and I'm humbled
yes.
by your comment.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, when
Peace
you're on, I love it. And when you're not on, I truly miss you. When you're not on.
I hear it. And when I don't and when I don't show, I do hear it. I really do. And I appreciate that. I truly am honored
mm-hmm.
and appreciate the comment.
Yes. I mean, you're just phenomenal at what you do with, you know, the shrine that you keep, you know, your busy life with everybody else, and just to consistently do a show like this is commendable. I do radio myself here in Atlanta. I do a jazz show, and I only do it twice a month. And just the preparation that I have to do for that as far as interviews and preparing for music, I kind of know what it is. But you basically speak from the spirit. This is your life. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're continually helping people. So I just want to commend
you. Are you still with me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke up there for a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm at working. Like, you know,
you're in Atlanta. What station are you
on? I am in Atlanta. I'm on WRFG.
With Adama.
Yes, yes. I truly am on the air with Adama. She's on Thursday night at midnight to 3 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't
mm-hmm.
listened to her since I left Atlanta in the late 90s. But I love Adama.
Okay.
And
yes,
I'm going to love
do.
You. But definitely seek you out. I can listen to you on the internet?
You sure can.
And what is your schedule?
My schedule, I'll be on the air again on the 12th and then the 26th. I'm on every other Tuesday, 10 p.m. to midnight, doing jazz to soothe your soul.
That's wonderful.
Called Jazz in the Temple. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So we most certainly appreciate your call and that information.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying that by being an air sign and a Libra, sometimes we just absorb a whole lot of stuff. And then with your Scorpio moon, I'm always attracted to metaphysical things, spiritual things. So
mm-hmm.
I can see that just showing up in this call has really helped me just to be comfortable with who I am, comfortable with my own energy. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
drawn to it like a bug to a light. So appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Sophie. I certainly appreciate that. And we look forward to you as well.
Yes, yes, my brother. Appreciate it.
Area code 248. I believe that's a Michigan area code. Peace and blessings. Your line is open. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Michigan. That is correct. How are you?
All is indeed a blessing. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I was calling to ask about a relationship issue and just to see what kind of energy you picked up.
Sure, go ahead.
I was involved with a gentleman, and we had an explosive argument in February. That kind of brought the relationship to a very abrupt end. But this morning I woke up feeling very drained, loss of energy, and just felt like something was going on. Probably, you know, I don't wish anything bad on anybody, but something not good with him. And I was just wondering what kind of energy you picked up and if you even saw this relationship reconnecting.
Now, I do see the relationship reconnecting, and for some reason, I can't tell you why, the guy specifically mentioned Easter. And I don't know what that means or what either of you have planned around that time, but I'm seeing a strong pointing towards Easter, which is not that very far off for a reconnection. Now, I am feeling him going through some issues, both personally and financially. And I think sometimes, particularly with men, we sort of kind of feel autonomous until we get under some kind of pressure. And that's typically when we want to look for our support. And I'm feeling him being in a situation now where he's not feeling that support or that level of support that he had with you and that relationship. And that's bringing some sense of, okay, maybe we overreacted here. Maybe I need to readdress this woman and this relationship. So I definitely see a reconnection coming. I would implore you, however, to sort of take it slow. My sense is, without getting into your personal business, especially live on air, what led up to this conflict, if you will, it was really not personal between the two of you. It seems to me that some other stuff, and again, I'm trying real hard not to give out details, of some other stuff sort of built up behind a wall, a dam, if you will, and it just sort of broke. Just sort of burst that particular day. And
right.
You may have said things that you could take back. He definitely said some things that he would want to take back. And pride and ego is a strong thing with the black man in America. So that's why you haven't gotten any reconnection, at least thus far.
Mm-hmm.
But no, and I assure you that that's coming. And again, I'm seeing a time window of right around Easter, for some reason, and it's strong, stronger than what I usually get when I'm looking at time frames. I just can't explain why or what that means, but definitely look for that to happen right around that time. And as I feel deeper into it, it may even be a spontaneous meeting. You all may just happen to be in the same place at the same time, and spirit will sort of force that conversation, and know that he wants to reconnect. He's just being childish, if I can use that word, and not calling you and saying, okay, maybe we can remake this over. My sense is you all had a pretty deep connection before this, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You all had a pretty deep connection before this falling out.
Yes, yes. Very deep.
The two don't balance out. As I weigh them in the scales, the depth of you all's connection and what I'm feeling from that confrontation, they don't even out. There seems to be more there positive than negative. And again, I think that, some pressure builds up behind a dam and things sort of just were and were released
right.
In an untimely manner. But Queen, I do see a reconnection. And I'm not a feel-good reader. I don't know how long you've been listening to me. I definitely wouldn't tell you anything just to sort of make you feel good for today, because tomorrow will come. But as I look forward and as I hear from Spirit, there definitely will be a reconnection.
Now, do you see, is he okay?
He seems to be
like
okay.
Like I said, this morning.
But there seems to be a lot of personal issues there, both personal and financial. And
okay.
It may correlate with job or career. But I'm
okay.
definitely seeing the red flags are all over financial. And
okay.
for men, particularly, we sort of attach emotion to material, whether
mm-hmm.
it be how much we make, how much we're valued, if I can put it that
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So that could very well be what you're feeling. And again, I'm always careful about what kind of details I give live on the radio. But there's definitely something going on there. I don't feel his life is in danger. He didn't feel sick
good.
Or
okay.
anything like that. It might be bill collectors, or something along those lines. But I'm
right.
definitely feeling a personal issue with him, particularly as it relates to finances.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And I think, too, if I may add, that is on his behalf, that played a role in his letting go that day.
Okay.
It really wasn't about you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Sure. You too.
Thank
Peace
you.
And blessings. Know that I'm always
you
here
too.
For you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if both of you now my Michigan caller 248 and area code 678, lower your hand, push one and lower your hand, and then if you have another question, I'll come back to you. I am going to take just a short momentary intermission, and I will be forward. Again, my live listening and call-in is area code 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 when you are prepared with your question, comment, or request. Lenny Lane, peace and blessings. Thank you for joining our squared circle of gods and goddess, Fire Witch. Always an honor to have you present. Kendaleo, peace and blessings. Alafia, joy and prosperity to you and yours, Kalahat. And, of course, Minty Astrology. I will be forward momentarily. Stay with me. Peace and blessings. Ashe.
I'm
click follow. The Little Red Heart is no longer on your Blog Talk Radio player. You will need to click follow. And I want to say add me as a friend, but I'm not even seeing that button or am aware if that button still exists. Give me a second here just to look. Yeah, all I'm seeing is follow my website, my Twitter account, which you are all welcome to join me on Twitter. I think I have right around 5,000 followers on Twitter at www.twitter.com/thedivineprince. All is one word, capitalize the divine prince. You can also find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. Capitalize the divine prince. And my website always, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please also take the time, as 8 of you have done just in the last hour, and click tweet for me. I greatly would appreciate that. Also click the share button and send this to Facebook, Amen Me, Baidu, Bong, Amazon, all the different social networking sites that are available, Blogger. I'm trying to call out the ones that I know that I'm on for sure, but please do share this with sites that I may not be on and that you may be on. Delicious. Get the word out. Let us increase our community. So please do note the changes on the show page. If you haven't done so, now you should click follow. And also show your support and your love for the show by tweeting and sharing this and, of course, sharing it on back on Facebook. And, of course, join me on these social networking sites. Yeah, I'm seeing followers. I'm seeing listeners. I got a feeling our friend list is going to be phased out at some point here in the system. So help me keep an eye on that as we move forward. Also, continue to show your support by visiting and researching and investigating the commercial links that Block Talk Radio has placed on the page. It is a way of supporting Block Talk Radio, but it's also a way of supporting each and every individual show that you listen to and enjoy. So when you do visit my page, please do take the time to click and visit the sponsors as they are placed on the page. I am not, as I always say, for or against any of the sponsors, but it is a way of showing your support by at least looking at them, clicking on them, and investigating them. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. All of our special guests, all those who are present with us in the chat, all those who are listening now live via the Blog Talk Radio archive player, I'm truly honored, ingratiated, humbled by your continued support. It never ceases to amaze me the amount of love and support that the show and myself continue to receive, even amongst the controversy, even amongst the attacks. So we continue to move forward. Again, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. And again, if I sound just a little bit distracted, I am. There's some things that I can't share on the radio that are going on here in the background. So I do need your assistance in kind of keeping me on focus. Otherwise, I'm going to play a lot of music for the remaining 50 minutes of the show, but I will respond to any raised hand on the phone line at 347-215-8967. And, of course, I will respond to and answer any questions that might show up in the chat. Make sure you type in capitals so that I can distinguish your questions from just the general chat conversation. And yes, Firewitch, the changes are confusing. You can hear it in my dialogue. I'm still having worked out the details. And also, I've sort of added Skype, even though I don't use it, but you know, Skype has its button now all over the page. So I'm still trying to figure out where the new buttons are, what they are, and where everything links back to. But I am seeing like. I am seeing tweet. I am seeing email the show to your friends and the share button and the almighty and important follow button, which is right at the top. If you're on the show page, it's right at the top underneath the smaller version of my picture. It says follow, and it should be black and white or gray unless you sort of customize your color scheme. So please do, again, take the opportunity to do that. As far as the powerful voices in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, if you would give me just a second to look at that. I hadn't really paid close enough attention. Let's see. On the archive players, yeah, there's no red heart on the archive player. So you would probably need to click the player itself and allow it to bring you back to Blog Talk Radio if you wish to connect with a mentee astrology goddess, Queen Ukes, Queen Ifama, Gogo Anana, Gogo Nana Lana Omare, Big Steve, who am I forgetting? Oh, Brother Majadi Baruti. You can click on the player, or just underneath the player, it says listen to internet radio with, and then the show host. Click on the show host name, and it will also take you back to their page so you can follow these powerful voices in the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, as well as myself. And we all greatly appreciate it. It helps us to keep bringing to you what Spirit gives us to bring, but it also helps us to meet some of our most basic needs in maintaining and managing these shows and these websites. Many of you are sort of computer savvy as I am, and you know that just about everything now is monetized on the internet. So someone's paying. And if you aren't offering and sharing the donation, we are paying literally out of our pocket. I think I have one of the cheaper shows. I'm paying $40 a month just to be on Blog Talk Radio. You know, as well as the other places where I am and have to pay a fee. And to some degree, I guess the fees are fair. I understand. But it's easier if we are all supportive of one another and each other's endeavors. My original reason for setting up the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber was to allow others to grow and prosper as I grow and prosper and share my reach with them. I have over 500,000 connections online when you add all of the different sites together. My reach is 500,000. And there is a site which escapes me now. When I can remember, I'll post it or bring it back to you that does that for you. It actually will tell you what your reach is. It sends spiders out, I think, on the internet, and it searches you out everywhere you are, and then it reads back to you what your reach is. So with the 500,000 reach, 500,000 followers, we should be able to make a difference, all of us, those of you present here with me in this room, those of you who are sharing and offering and caring with me on the website. We should be able to make a difference, and we should be able to change the world, ourselves, and our environment as we now know it. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Thank you.
Olisha, sa pa mla pendom takuye. Olisha, sa pa mla pendom takuye. Olisha, na go, sa pa mla pendom takuye. Olisha, na go, sa pa mla pendom takuye. Olisha.
In this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vipers and vampires, haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, bacon Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychics, spiritualists, liars and backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave, hinder, harm, progress, spiritual evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and overstanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate and divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Aguns, and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and known, unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration in this divine moment in time and space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world so-called civilization and ourselves as we now know it. I, even me, as we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is truth, most pure and most authentic. As we enter these inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central, in the presence of all who stand with us, will stand with us, ever stood with us, in divine peace and love, unity and community, we light and illuminate our candle, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn it off of frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. So hear the sound and chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine crystalline cosmic universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all, ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So each and every day and every way, I pray that the divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, and all of creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence, our divinity. And let me clearly perceive the light, your voice, your vibration, and your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Allow me the capacity to abide the mysteries put upon my life path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do, and I surrender my will to a higher divine will and understanding. Allow me to feel that presence of divine will as much in change and transformation as in joy and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I have been born, for which we have been born, and allow our energy to be aligned to our true, authentic, divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept challenges that develop the real me. Do you accept the tasks that emerge? Do you accept the challenges that develop the real you? Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than having always have to live them out in earth-based karmic law. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, listening, experiencing before I manifest by doing. Help me to develop empathy, sympathy, universal awareness, and understanding. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Understand, I don't even allow me to block my spiritual evolution. We hear about people, places, and things, but ultimately, we stand at the door, we hold the keys, we allow for evolution to manifest. So show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me to develop honor, integrity, creativity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension. I unplug my energy from people, places, and things into whom and to which I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy, unhelpful memories and energy attachments. Help us to remember that all people are here in our lives according to a divine and perfected plan, and they are helping us to fulfill our sacred contract as we help them and assist them in fulfilling theirs. So I bless, I forgive, I release those whom I perceive as having harmed me in any way. And I ask forgiveness and release of those who I have harmed in any way along my journey. And I am thankful for my life in just the package that it is and as it is manifesting and ever unfolding. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, and inspiring people in my life, powerful souls, gods and goddesses, and may there be continued divine square circle of harmony among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, divine guide along my way, through every moment, every minute, every event, every emotion, every day. I now am wiser, truer, patient, kind, and loving too, and all these things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind and my ego and listen. Just listen. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. Unfailing, I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear, no misunderstanding, no illusion. The divine truth is life and love, spirit, and co-unity. So co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. Remember who you are, you powerful, loving, loved, created creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine math. You are divine science. You are divine presence here and now in this divine moment. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities, and your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine and perfected handiwork. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, of your glory. When you succeed, when you change and transform, you so inspire others to change and transform and become empowered. So be divine, be powerful, be God. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that divine light and spark of your most true, perfected, and authentic self. And free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me who you truly are, God and Goddess, prophet and prophetess, priest and priestess, know that you have the creative allowance to create and recreate the environment, the light, the love, the clarity you so need to thrive and move forward. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, do, or believe, and like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order right here, right now, in this divine moment. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow through me, to me, for me, and before me as I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all of my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences, for all things truly work together for my good. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, and they will, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my ego, they speak to me and minister to me, heal me and make me whole, and all things become clear. My life transforming in magical, unexpected, and divine ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of divine serenity, tranquility, and knowing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, crystal clear, refined, and focused. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Isha Legwana Kosi Wari Awu Onlauto Ni Iwo Ada Afambo Osi Obatalami Itani Ibo Onido Aban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in mysteries uses truth to own you. He scatters. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu, Papalegba, Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe. May our Igbos reach Orun. May our Igbo be accepted. May our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. So we say, Ashe and Ashe. I shall be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
I am one. Thank you.
Ashe. I invite each and every one of you to join me here again tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, August 8, 2011, my sister Tessie's birthday. Happy birthday, Tessie. I will be celebrating with you and for you. So please do join me here again tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, Friday, April 8, 2011, for more of Hoodoo Secrets and the Recipes, Divine Affirmation and Meditation, the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, both live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, as always, I will be entertaining your phone calls, questions, comments, and requests at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. And do remember, you will need to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be able to address your question, comment, or request at that time in a timely manner. Also, I have new Keen 800 numbers, and some of you may already know and be aware of them as you are connected to me on Facebook. I had them written down on a piece of paper, and, of course, lo and behold, I can't find it now. But I do know my main extension is Keen, 1-800, ask Keen, and my extension is 0149, 0149, 0, also 0148, and 0148. You can use any of those extensions to reach me. I have three others that, for whatever reason, I can't call off the top of my head right now. But you can always connect back with me via my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com or by connecting with me on Facebook at facebook.com/thedivineprince. You can also go directly to my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. And, of course, on LivePersons at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. I offer each and every one of you divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity, and look forward to meeting here with you again in this squared circle of gods and goddesses here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio Live and in archive from the beautiful, historic, legendary, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Iya mi abara gata o nare iseni lowo. Yemaya iya mi akele kunga cheyo. Yemaya la de kouro kouro. Ala kouro kobun kobona. Iya mi omari woke kele se o tunga yeto ni le bodo. Yemaya eni male ye, ah dendere oni lo yu yemaya dendere abo, emi soro vele bio kangi ya emi a dendere kwe kwe ye, ah dendere ayaba, a chamadima o chamadima ruma ibara fumolo yu, iwo dara wana ye unele de abo akuko ajankwan. Devoro lo du mare, yema ya agua al agua, 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 hielo do, y hielo do ni wo, bo bo una we, ni abo yo yema ya o.
Yeah.
cuando se suye y ve.